What do you get when you put a group of fanboys in a room with a mic? From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol P Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Bitch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
Welcome to the Peter and Al podcast. Oh yeah, it's time to put those headphones in and with them. Peter's out because you're here with the Peter and Al podcast with your hosts, Pistol B Jr. and the infamous Jeezy Weezy, introducing himself today.
A.K.A. the Pomeranian Whisperer.
Yes.
Those dogs love you.
Pomeranians love me to say.
Well, just the sushi in general. It's because you dropped so much food around her.
Yeah. She's become attached.
Yep, she has. You guys didn't do an episode last week, right?
No.
I forget why I couldn't do it last week. Something happened why I couldn't do it. I don't know why I couldn't do it last weekend.
When you said, you couldn't do it, and for us to go do it, I just didn't see the text until it was 8 o'clock.
No.
Oh, that's too late.
Yeah, I forgot. I don't remember why I couldn't do it. There was a reason I couldn't do it. We got a buildup of stories. Right now, we're about to watch this trailer for Paint, starring Owen Wilson.
As, what's his name again?
Bob Ross,
yeah.
So, I mean,
it's good casting.
Yeah, definitely. I wonder if they'll get into the fact that he was in the military and that he hated that afro. He does look like it. That's crazy.
It's going to be like Weird Al Yankovic. He just starts doing cocaine.
So, yeah.
He's just fucking all the women that are watching.
He had a huge following. What the? His fingers are not. So she took over his game. You're gonna be like, it's like Anchorman.
Yeah, it kind of feels like that, huh? Yeah.
Like there's that rivalry, or like what's oh my god, what's that other one? Zoolander. Yeah, like the young rival. It looks good. Looks funny.
Owen Wilson in Zoolander with paint.
No, so this is the one, Strays. So I'm going to turn the volume up for this one a little bit, just because...
Oh, it's a dog movie? It's
yeah.
It's sad. I want sunshine, I want butterflies. It's like everybody.
Yeah, right?
Or you know what it is? What was Homeward Bound?
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
That's
got the best owner in the world.
Jamie Foxx.
Jones as a dog or what?
You're afraid. You can do anything you want. I'm going back to Doug's. What the fuck, man? He needs to pay for what he did with the only thing he truly loves. I'm gonna bite his dick off.
The whole movie is a mission to get back to the house so he can bite his dick off. His dick
off. Is it Chris Pratt as a dog?
No, I think it's Chris Pratt or Will Ferrell.
Maybe it's
Will Ferrell, yeah. Yeah.
Ridiculous because it's just it's dogs.
Yeah.
Different. Shit, you look different too.
How so?
Is it my human hands?
This summer. It's funny you brought up Homeward Bound.
Uh huh.
So, have you heard? There's a video of I've never heard this theory until I saw. They were doing press for Creed 3.
Uh-huh.
And, what's his name? The guy that played Ken.
Jonathan Majors.
Yeah, Jonathan Majors. They're asking him, because I guess he's super into that movie.
Uh-huh.
They're asking him about a fan theory, if he had heard this fan theory about the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the end of Homeward Bound, when he's getting back to, when he's getting back home, and how he's all, like, about to pass out. He's, like, just barely crawling.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he sees his family and starts running towards him, all his energy. And so, but what the fan theory is he died.
Uh-huh.
He never made it home.
Mm-hmm.
That moment of him getting that burst of energy and seeing his family and all that was him in the afterlife.
Mm-hmm.
So the dog died and didn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, so it looks seems like it's a happy ending, but it's actually not. And so they tell this to Jonathan Majors during the thing, and like you just see him just kind of like he. Like gets thoughtful for a second,
uh-huh.
And then just physically just like
rejects it.
No, he just fucking like wilts. He just kind of just like you can see he just depresses him.
It makes
him
sad. Yeah.
And then like the guy's like, oh man, I'm so no, I was like, and he was like, no, I'm good. And he was like, and he has like interviews after this, and the guy's just like, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean, and like he's just like, I'm good.
You ruined my favorite movie.
Yeah, he just. I was like, God damn, man. Talk about killing somebody's date.
Did you see that photo shoot that they did?
For?
With Jonathan Majors and Michael B. Jordan.
No.
And like some people were like saying that they just look like Matt Gay and everything. But what it is, well, at least for Jonathan Majors stuff, it's like an homage to a One Piece character, Doflamingo. So he's got like the pink feather boa around him, and he's like shirtless, and he has high heels on, and all this. But he looks cool. Like,
He looks like the character.
Yeah, I mean as close as you can get to the character.
Let me see.
But then like people on Twitter are like. Black girls on Twitter is like, oh, make it black. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I can see that.
Make it black men are really feminine.
You know what? There was an interview with the rapper I just recently listened to. I can't remember the rapper now. They were talking about like he was like, you asked him something about fashion. He goes, I just dress normally. I don't wear gay shit.
Yeah.
And he goes, I don't mean. Because I don't mean disrespectful to gay people, but I don't understand why a dude will go out and buy just because it's Gucci, I'm gonna go out and buy this Gucci rainbow sweater.
Uh-huh.
I'm not gonna just because it's Gucci. I'm not gonna buy it.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna wear anything that looks gay. Just because it's a designer brand, I'm not gonna buy it.
Right.
Which I mean makes sense.
Wait, who'd you say that was?
I can't remember the name of the rapper now. Who it was now though? It's somebody I'm not like really familiar, like a little rapper.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't remember who it is right now. Did you hear about the Daredevil Born Again casting?
I heard Was it Foggy Nelson and the girl aren't doing?
They are not coming back.
Not coming back?
Yeah. No. But Jonathan Bernthal is coming back as Punisher.
Yeah.
Which
I'm happy with. I don't know why you guys don't like
him. I don't like him.
I get he's not like your idea of Punisher, but I think he's a good Punisher.
I mean, he's alright. Like, I have nothing against him. I think he did a good job. Stop the sushi. I think he did a good job. I would just like to see somebody else. Mm-hmm. And, like, the fact, okay, if you're going to bring him back, why not bring the other two back?
Well, what if they Guido him up? Because I think it's going to be, like, disconnected from the Netflix stuff. Because those people aren't going
to
be in it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a whole new... I think it's an alternate universe. Mm-hmm. Is what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Yeah, so what if they Guido him up and he's fucking sick?
That would be dope. I don't know. Like, you know what? I think because me and Michael, too, like, when it comes to watching the Punisher...
Mm-hmm. You love the movies.
The movies.
Yeah.
Like, they fucking nailed it, that mm-hmm. Punisher. Both of them. Both of them are so good.
Yeah.
And so I feel like he's such, like... I understand they made it a little more realistic for the Daredevil movie. But the Punisher doesn't need to be realistic. The Punisher just needs to be this fucking badass fucking... Like, I don't know. I just feel like it's more... Jonathan Bernthal doesn't fit that mold for me.
Mm.
I feel like it's just... he's not that he's too small, but he's too small.
I don't know. When I see, like, pictures of him in the comics, I feel like it's just John Bernthal. Like, I look at John Bernthal and I see him. I'm like, yeah, it's him. Maybe not shaved head. I think, doesn't he have, like...
No, he's got, like, a slick back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe if he grew his hair out. I think they shaved his head in The Punisher on Netflix because he would look too much like Shane did in the beginning of Walking Dead.
Yeah.
So I think they want to differentiate. But I think now if they just... he just grew his hair back out and... had the slick back hair like he did in Wolf of Wall Street.
I guess. But see, like, no, see, this is what I picture when I picture the Punisher. Mm-hmm. The square jaw, that just, like, the big dude, just, like almost like,
John Bernthal has a square jaw.
Not like that, though. This guy, he reminds me of...
Nobody has a square jaw.
Not like that, but no, but, like, oh, God, what's that fucking movie? It's black and white.
Sin City?
Sin City, yes. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the name from Sin City?
Who was that guy?
I don't remember now. I'm going blank on his name. I have to pull it up now.
I never cared for that movie. I was always young at the time, and I didn't really get it. I was like, I don't understand.
Yeah, it was Mickey Rourke. Mickey Rourke was Barb.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think, Mickey Rourke would be a good Punisher. I think maybe young Mickey Rourke would have been a good Punisher.
Yeah.
But not now. Who else could be... I feel like there's, I don't know who I would put as the, like, who I would put as the Punisher right now, but I don't know, I think I just, Charlie Cox nailed it. I just, Jonathan Bernthal to me is just not, he's not the Punisher, it's just not a fit for me, but I mean, people love him, I mean, that's why they brought him back, people obviously love him.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed the Punisher series.
Yeah, it was good. Where'd it go? Dang it. I thought I had another story about it. But I guess no, I guess it was just those two that I have about it.
What about Rosario Dawson?
What about her?
Is she going to come back as a...
oh, the night nurse?
Fucking nurse.
You know what? They haven't said.
Better not.
You don't like Rosario Dawson.
No, I don't. And it's like an inexplicable thing. Like, I just look at her and I'm just like, I don't like you. Why are you in my movie? Why are you in my shows?
You know what? That's how I look at it. So I always mess with Guy about it. So Guy, one of his favorite UFC fighters is Shane O'Malley.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't stand him.
Yeah.
And there's no rational reason for me not to like him. It's just, I look at him and it's like, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
I just don't want him to win because I don't like him.
It's just,
Go ahead.
So it's just like, it's just that look. Something about him just... But there's people like that you meet in the world. Like, you ever just met somebody and just don't know anything about them? You just meet them and it's like, you know what? I don't like you. I'm not gonna like you.
Yeah, all the time, yeah. And then, like, in Mandalorian with Ahsoka, because she played Ahsoka.
Yeah.
And I just felt like, I was like, this is good, but I just wish you weren't... I wish you were, like, just unrecognizable.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. That's funny. Where'd it go? Suicide Squad leak, or kill the Justice League is delayed again.
Okay.
Supposedly it's because of the backlash with the whole...
Well, it looks rough.
Yeah.
It looks very like thrown together.
Yeah.
Scenes.
Yeah, it does. It
Especially
does.
For something that you would expect from like the Arkham franchise.
Yeah. But yeah, also I mean, they're saying because supposedly because of the backlash they got from
the season pass.
Season pass thing, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which I mean, hopefully they go back and rethink it. And it's like, okay, well, obviously people don't want this. there's other ways to implement it, maybe.
I don't think there's in a story game. There's no way to implement it. Like, no one's gonna be playing a game long term like that.
I don't know. You know what? There's some like there's certain like Reddit subs that I follow. Like, so like Watch Dogs. I follow. Uh-huh. There's a Reddit sub for Watch Dogs, Saints Row, God of War, and Ghost. And Red Dead. Yeah. I follow those ones. And there's people that like that's they act like that's the only game they play ever, all the time.
Yeah.
Every day.
Like, yeah, but Red Dead you can play the game over and over and over and you can find new stuff.
Yeah. Right? I mean, it's like
or at least mostly new stuff.
Yeah.
But I feel like I guess the issue is with the season pass is that that's content that's most likely that should just be in the game.
Yeah.
And then you're locking it behind a season pass.
Yeah.
That I have to pay for,
yeah,
and then subsequently play another 100 hours or so into the game in order to get all those things.
Good point, yeah. Like, to me, I mean, I don't mind, like, if it's cosmetic stuff, I don't mind it. Like, let them do whatever they want. I don't normally buy anything cosmetic unless it's, like, really cool and it's, like, a game that I play all the fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm thinking about buying it's one of the Call of Duty skins right now. Like something Urban Assault or something like that. It's because like my favorite character in the multiplayer, the one that my favorite operator is Chewy.
Uh-huh.
The Mexican guy.
Okay, yeah. Of course. We are Mexican.
Yeah. So I like using that guy. And I was like, fuck, like all his skins that you can buy, all of them hide his face.
Mm-hmm.
All of them, like he's got the goggles on or like he's got a mask on or like all of them behind his face, but there's the Urban Assault one that's really fucking cool looking. And it's like $20 plus you get the Call of Duty points and all that shit too. So like, fuck, I might buy that one just because like it looks really cool. Mm. Plus it's like that's the character I use. Like, because some of the other ones, like, yeah, the skins are really cool, but I don't like that character.
Yeah,
you know.
I think right now I only like Pharah and the other girl. Rose,
yeah, Rose. Yeah. The skins in the battle in the season pass for them right now are really cool, like the samurai style ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't even touched it.
Yes. Yeah. They just had an event where they unlocked the crossbow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So like I think you had to do it was like either in Warzone or multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
But they were some of them were ridiculous. Like you had to get like 200 assists. And it's like fuck.
Yeah. I don't mind that.
But I was like, I was playing in I was trying to play hardcore. It's like, how do you get an assist in hardcore? So you know how I did it? I went around with flash grenades and I just threw flash grenades.
Get him, teammate. Get him. This is a cool one. He's flashed.
I just ran around doing flash grenades and I didn't have that. So like, it just gave me assists every time they got oh, man. That one killed me. That one took me forever to get.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? Oh, right now they're doing skins. So like, it's like 75 headshots with assault rifles, and you unlock a skin for all the assault rifles.
Okay.
The one, like they have different ones for every weapon type.
Mm-hmm.
Like for melee kills, it's I think it's 25 melee kills from behind. And it like unlocks an exclusive skin for this event.
Oh, okay.
And then once you unlock them all, you get an exclusive charm and skin.
That's cool. That's, yeah. I actually like that.
Yeah.
In comparison to their previous events they had in Warzone 1.
Yeah. And then they brought back, what's his name from Modern Warfare 1?
Alex?
No, what's that, the Asian guy?
Ronin or something?
Yeah, he's like a real guy. And then,
yeah.
They brought him back, and so he's like the character you get when you buy the season pass.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Have they brought Mara back?
No.
That's when I'll come back to Call of Duty.
Mara was, what's her name? Alex?
Zedra.
When I first saw Rose, I was like, that's a similar character.
No, yeah, it was a character from Modern Warfare 1.
Okay. But yeah, so they brought that guy back, and then, like, so everything's samurai-based right now. So, like, so the skins, like, they have all their plates, they have, like, the samurai style, like... Oh my god, let me see, hold on. If like, what's that? What's the chubby black dude's name? In fucking...
I don't remember. Harangi? Mm-hmm.
No. God damn it, what's his name?
From Modern Warfare 1?
The Modern Warfare 2.
I don't know.
He's a new guy, one of the newer characters. Damn it. Let me see here. Let me see, I gotta Google it. Because they have a skin for him that fucking... let me see if I spell it. Modern Warfare 2 Operators. Can't remember the name, damn it. I asked for the operators and they just gave me this whole article about it. Like, I don't want the article, I want
yeah, they go into Hutch. Oh, yeah. Hutch is the greatest black guy ever in all Call of Duty.
Me and player two were playing DMZ, and he picked Hutch for his character because he had just the generic character at first,
right?
And he picked Hutch, and he was like, I don't know, he's too black, I don't like him. And then like, because at one point like I saved him, and then I was like, I revived him. He got up and said, appreciate you. let me see here. Let me see if I can find this fucking skin so you can see an image of it. So they have, it's him, it's called the Red Panda.
Uh-huh. Oh, I have seen this, yeah. Okay.
He's in fucking tights with fucking little panda ears.
Yeah. I'd wear that. I like using skins
that are ridiculous.
Like, yeah, like ridiculous skins that'll piss people off when you kill them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I love those skins.
But so, since we're talking about skins, I have this story. I don't know if you saw this or not. I'll let you see the trailer for it. There's like a little. This is straight off Call of Duty's doohickey here. Their Instagrams. Coming soon. I'm actually excited about this one. So I bought Snoop Dogg last time.
Oh, the Shredder guy.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah, so Shredder. I'm gonna buy the Shredder. You can't not like. How?
Yeah,
right.
But where are the turtles?
Yeah, that's gonna be my question. You're gonna
have dudes with like a turtle backpack.
Turtle backpacks,
and a little helmet. They all running around.
What was cool to me was the fact that he had it's Shredder from the movie.
Yeah,
because he has the TRI, the container of ooze.
Uh-huh.
It looks badass. So it comes out March 21st. So 2 days. I'm gonna have to buy that one. This is on the subject of Call of Duty. Fucking Sony, man. Like, as much as I love PlayStation, as much as I love Sony,
The Activision drama.
They're fucking crying
so much. It's not a good look.
It's really not. Like, they're like, this is gonna ruin us. They're literally saying that it's gonna ruin them.
Yeah.
It's gonna bankrupt Sony because they're gonna lose this contract.
Uh-huh.
It's like, okay, but did it bankrupt Xbox when you guys had the fucking exclusive rights?
Yeah.
No. They had the exclusive rights prior to that. Did it fucking ruin you? No. It, like, why are you basing everything on Call of Duty?
I think they're trying to be dramatic in order to get them to look into it more or whatever. But it's still, I don't think it's that big a deal.
Yeah. Supposedly now, so
if but they what they are saying is that they're afraid of what they did with the same thing that they did with Bethesda.
Yeah.
Where Bethesda claimed that both games were going to both platforms,
mm-hmm.
and then now like further down the line with the deal going through, they're not doing that anymore. Everything's pretty much exclusive from Bethesda.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, Sony is saying that they... So first they're saying, Sony claims that they cannot survive losing Call of Duty.
Uh-huh.
And so the reason they're saying that is because they're saying that they're afraid Xbox is going to try to sabotage Sony by making Call of Duty Xbox exclusive.
Uh-huh.
And
no, they said they're going to sabotage Sony by making the game run worse on PlayStation.
Really? Okay, maybe I read a different article then. Let
me see here. That was the first thing they said. They were like, yeah, we're worried that the Xbox will make the game less enjoyable on PlayStation versus Xbox. And then later on I heard something about what I said earlier about them like reneging on the on the cross-platform.
Yeah. Well, I think because that's the thing right now. That's why they're saying they can't survive losing Call of Duty,
mm-hmm.
because they're saying they're afraid that they're gonna make it
exclusive
to Xbox.
Yeah,
and then which would be a huge hit to Sony.
Yeah,
but at the same time, like, it's not like they don't have other games.
Yeah,
and then
they don't have other, like, the only multiplayer game they have that people play like long term is probably Destiny.
Destiny, yeah, that's true. Yes, Call of Duty every year is the one that like sells crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But so, like, okay, for example, this story here, Hogwarts Legacy had a bigger launch than the last 6 Call of Duty games,
right?
And it's like, so it's not like Call of Duty is the end all be all of games. There are other games that sell, there are other games that are on both platforms, or you know.
But it does blow everything out of the water every year.
Every year, it does. Yes, it is. It is like losing. It's like you have two jobs, and one of them pays steadily all the time, and the other one is just like your extra income kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
But it's still a really good like paying job,
uh-huh.
and like you all of a sudden just lose that.
Yeah.
Like, fuck. So yeah, I mean, I can understand it, but it's not. I don't think it's gonna ruin Sony.
Yeah, I doubt it. I think maybe if it goes full exclusive, it could be.
It could be damaging.
It could be an issue. Yeah.
But
as far as like the content, the exclusive content deal.
Yeah.
That won't hurt.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not enough to buy an Xbox just.
I wouldn't buy an Xbox just for Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, like, as much as I want to play fucking, what's that one? Shit. The
High on Life?
High on Life, yes. Okay. As much as I want to play High on Life, I'm not going to buy, like...
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely not. It's not good enough to buy an Xbox.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that right now. It's a fun game, and it's silly for a good like 8 hours. But after that, once you're done with it, you're done with it.
So. Yeah. Yeah. See, that's how I feel about it. So, let's take a quick break, and then we'll be back after a word from our sponsors. What's going on, peoples? Pistol Pete Jr. here. Just to remind you one more time to check out Ray's Energy Drinks by Rep Sports. Ray's energy drinks, amazing flavors, zero sugar, zero dyes, zero crash, none of the junk, none of the bullshit that's in these other energy drinks. They're amazing. I guarantee you're gonna love them. Use coupon code TRPS for checkout, get 15% off your order. Check out repsports.com, REPPSPORTS.com. again, use coupon code TRPS for 15% off your order, and to let them know that we sent you.
Welcome back to the Peter and Out Podcast.
One more game. We're gonna watch. Which one do you wanna watch first? Little Mermaid or you wanna watch Barbie?
Let's go with the Outrage Fuel first.
Alright, let's go with Little Mermaid. The official. Is this a new one?
Doesn't say.
Oh, we gotta watch a Haunted Mansion teaser too. I think this is the newest one. Yeah, because it was a teaser and this is the official trailer. Okay. So this is the only one they've released. So this is the official trailer.
Oh my god!
Alright, I'm already offended.
Okay. Oh my god, they yelled. Oh fuck, there's rocks too.
I thought they were having a party for his birthday. And he sank. And she saves him. They already changed up the story, I don't like it.
Prince Eric is Mexican. This is stupid.
Oh god. There's black soldiers?
It's black soldiers. Is she a redhead at least?
Yeah, she was. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like orange. It's like ginger.
A man was drowning. I had to save him.
His obsession with humans has to stop.
Her dad is Spanish though.
Yeah, why is her dad not Mexican but not black?
Her dad's got this thick ass accent.
Poor child. I can help you. You can't live in that world unless you become a human yourself. Is that even possible?
Oh, no. Awesome. That's
what I live for.
Oh, it's Melissa McCarthy?
Yeah.
That's great. It's a good cast.
That is. This looks really cool though. Visually, it looks very cool. She's doing it. Yep, she's naked.
She's naked.
Quite figured out. She got legs, you idiot.
Oh, I don't like Sebastian.
Yeah. Yeah, like a real ass crack.
Yeah. I really didn't like that when I saw that.
This is like a just like a real ass, like regular ass crack. Well, wasn't he supposed to be wasn't he a hermit crab?
Who's Prince Eric? Is that Logan Lerman?
Is it?
I don't know. It's probably just some new guy.
Some new guy.
That doesn't make us enemies.
He's a very pretty man. I think visually it looks great. I don't know, like honestly, I don't see any issue with it.
Yeah, but Pinocchio looked good in the trailer and then it was not good.
That's true.
Is this going straight to Disney Plus or is it in theaters?
I think it's going to be in theaters and then Disney Plus. Mm. Let's see.
And let's check out Simu Liu and Gay Barbie.
Gay Barbie, yeah. Let's see here. So this is the Barbie trailer. 1 month ago. Damn, I didn't even know.
Was it a month ago?
Yeah, shit. I thought that guy was Mr. Beast for a second. Dude, I don't get why Mr. Beast gets so much hate. That dude does, like, fucking...
It's because he benefits from all the good he does, so it's not actual good.
That's stupid.
And he doesn't even actually. Well, he does benefit.
Yeah, he does, but.
He doesn't benefit as much as you think.
Yeah, it's not like, yeah, it's not like he's making millions off fucking.
Right. Even if it's not the easiest.
Well, he does make millions, he just gives most of it away.
Yeah.
No one can make you feel inferior. Not without your consent.
I don't think this is not a real,
It's not a real trailer?
I don't think it is.
How much money you got today for clothes?
Is that's from... That's from Once Upon a Time.
Yeah, and that's from...
That's,
yeah. That's,
we got got.
We did.
We got got. And Screen Culture, goddammit.
Goddammit. You know what? Let me see if I can find a real Barbie trailer.
I was caught off guard. God damn.
I know, seriously. When I first saw the Tanya Harding thing, I was like, wait a minute. Is that really?
There was like a part where she was dancing. I'm like, this looks familiar.
Yeah.
It's like...
Oh, shit. That's funny. Let's see. Barbie trailer 2023.
Nope.
No, that's Rotten Tomatoes. This one's from Warner Bros. No, well, you've seen this one. Have you seen this one? It's just a teaser.
Okay, we don't need to see it.
But this one, it's, you know, you've seen Space Odyssey?
Since the beginning of time.
Uh-huh.
So they're parodying Space Odyssey. You know, when they had the monolith and the chimps?
Uh-huh.
So, It's but instead of chips, but the little girls are dolls, like baby dolls.
Barbies.
Baby dolls.
No, watch.
But then they become. Oh, is it gonna be a giant Barbie?
Yeah. Like the way they did this is so like. What if I'm burning?
Fuck, we got caught.
Yeah, that was good with that one. Yeah, man. Like I'm watching it too. I was like, wait a minute. Yeah, because I think this is the only footage they have of her right now.
Fuck these baby dolls. This baby dolls is whack.
It's whack. Yeah, so this is the only footage they have of it. So that little bit was cut into the rest of the fucking movie. Look at this one. Final trailer, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, look at that. We got Deadpool Wolverine.
Oh! What's Renfield? I heard this one's really good. It's like a comedy vampire.
Sorry to interrupt. Are you okay? I need to get out of a toxic relationship.
It's like
I think I
have seen this one. It looks pretty good. Let me see what else I got. I almost threw my phone. Oh man, they got us good. They got us real good. I don't know, I mean, The Little Mermaid, I think the beats they showed from that fit well with the animated. But yeah. I don't like the fact that they change them up so much.
Who?
When they do the live action, Disney does live action to me, the Beauty and the Beast one was done perfectly because it was literally they took the movie, did what they had,
they took the cartoon and made it into a movie.
Yeah, and then all they did was expand like little bits here and like to just like okay, we couldn't expand on this in the cartoon, so let's this character has a little more backstory.
Yeah,
like, there's a little bit more to this scene than there was in the cartoon. There's like they extend certain things.
Yeah,
but it's not like they change the whole story up. Have you seen this live action Cinderella?
No.
I hated it.
But there's so many Cinderellas.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, whether they're Disney or not, it's like a billion Cinderellas.
That's true, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, they changed that one up so much. Sleeping Beauty became fucking Maleficent.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, okay, Maleficent's a good movie, though. Have you seen those?
Yeah, I think I seen the first.
The first, I don't remember the second one. The first one's really fucking good.
Yeah.
I don't know, but like I just like just take like we said like with video game movies, take what you have and just put it on
the screen. Speaking of video game movies, Last of Us had its season finale last week.
Yes, I haven't watched it.
It was good, but I wish it was a full hour because it was the shortest episode of the season.
Was it really? Yeah. And it's the final? Wow. I do know that they're not gonna like they're saying that what's the girl that plays Ellie?
Bella Ramsey.
Yeah.
So yeah, she's gonna stay. They have no intention of.
Recasting her.
The only way we recast her is she comes to us and says that she doesn't want to do it.
Yeah. So they're probably gonna have to wait for season two.
They're gonna wait a long time.
Wait a couple years.
Are you sure you still want to do it? They just keep putting it off. Like, we don't want you to do it. So just say you don't want to do it.
Don't just come on.
No, she's really good. You keep watching it. She's Ellie.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was gonna binge it yesterday. I thought I was gonna have time yesterday. I was like, they pulled it up, and then I ended up getting stuck on a project that I just barely finished.
Yeah.
When it takes to.
And what's even better is like throughout the season, you haven't even gotten to it yet, but like. Yeah. Tommy, the voice actor for Tommy's in the show.
Yeah.
At some point, the voice actor for Joel's in the show at some point. And the voice actor for Ellie's in the show at some point.
Oh, nice. And isn't Nolan North No, who did the voice actor for Joel?
Joel's Troy Baker.
Troy Baker. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I knew it was somebody big. Mm-hmm. I should have known he's Metal Gear as well.
So, I guess to just tell you, he's like the right-hand man of that guy David.
Okay, yeah.
Ellie meets like when Joel's all hurt.
Yeah.
And like fucking tries to rape her and shit.
Yeah.
And then Ellie's voice actor, I can't remember, Ashley something.
She plays Ellie's mom in a flashback.
Nice.
And then, but like when you see her, you buy that Bella Ramsey is her daughter.
Yeah.
She looks like her.
That's cool. I'm looking forward to it. I just keep putting it off, and then like, yeah. But yeah, I'm gonna binge it, and then we can get deep into it after that. You said you watched Wednesday?
Yeah.
Did you watch all of it?
Yeah.
What'd you think of it?
It was alright.
I liked it a lot. I got more into it than I expected to.
Yeah, episode 3, I was like, this feels a little like too much teenage drama.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, yeah, it's fun though. So yeah, I just kept watching it. But yeah, it's a little too immature.
Yeah.
Sometimes
the twist got me though. Yeah. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, with the diner kid.
Yeah, I was like, oh shit, he was like the nice one.
Yeah,
he was the dick all along. Yeah, I was expecting it to be the.
I thought the principal. The principal had something to do with something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she was hiding everything.
Yeah. That it was something to do with it wasn't her specifically, but it was like something hidden in the school that was escaping. When she died, I was like, oh shit.
She died?
I thought she died. Yeah, like the kid fucking ripped her head off or something like that, or like ripped her in half.
No, she doesn't die because that's how they out him. I think they think she dies.
No, I think he breaks her neck.
No, you're talking about the big blonde lady?
Yeah. Pretty sure she died.
No, I'm pretty sure that's how they catch him, because they get him to confess or whatever, and then she's like, oh.
Let me see.
Pretty sure. She's actually there. I don't remember her dying if she did.
Let me see here. I'm gonna pull it up. I'm pretty sure she died. Yeah, Principal Destiny right here. Oh, and yeah, and I did not expect fucking Christina Ricci to be the fucking the daughter of the.
The chick who played Morticia was hot.
Oh yeah, fun. That's the Catherine Zeta-Jones. Mm-hmm. So watch right here. This is. So that's not it. Remember, it's not really the kid. It was her.
Uh huh.
And then, oops, shit. Let me see. Oh yeah, she stabbed him in the neck with that fucking poison.
Huh? I don't remember that. I thought it just ended right there.
Yeah, no, she's
like, oh, we got you.
Yeah, she stabbed him in the neck with the poison. And she played Wednesday so well. Like, I think, like, she nailed it.
Yeah, she did really good. She does the deadpan really good.
Yeah. And that whole dance scene that everyone talks about, like, that was fucking cool.
Supposedly she came up with it herself. She choreographed it herself.
Yeah. Like, then she took bits and pieces of, like, other people's. Like, and there was, like, have you seen the comparison? It's, like, her and the original Wednesday. Like, the black and white Wednesday.
Mm, no.
Like, that's what that Wednesday's doing. And, like, she incorporated that to there. And then it's, like, some other singer. Like, some band that she followed. Like, an eccentric, like, old punk singer.
Yeah, and she said she also watched a bunch of goth people. Like, footage of just, like, goth people on a club.
Yeah.
She just danced up.
It's just that video of those guys up under the overpass. The one that you can play any music to.
Yeah.
And then that song, that's a badass song. Like, I've always been a fan of the Cramps, so. And they played that one. I was like, oh shit, the Cramps? let me see here. I got some more stories, though. I got some more. Since we're talking about Jenna, the reason I brought that up on Wednesday. So, they've been talking about Beetlejuice 2 for a long time now.
Yeah.
And Michael Keaton's finally like, okay, I'm gonna, like, I know you guys love all these movies, and I've been resisting doing all these movies. I wanted to do other shit.
Yeah.
But now, like, I'm not doing anything. So
but I'll fuck it. I'm just going to do everything that you want me to do now.
Yeah.
I'm coming back as Batman.
Yep.
And
now, and he's coming back as Beetlejuice again.
And I'm coming back as Beetlejuice.
So they've been talking about it was going to, because the sequel was written a long time ago. It was called Beetlejuice Goes to Hawaii. And it got, like, scrapped and got rewritten and it got scrapped and got rewritten. And
first he went to Hawaii, then he went to Aruba, then he went to Bali.
Now it's a world tour. But, so they're going to do it and Jenna Ortega's going to come.
Who's she going to be? His daughter? She's going to be
I guarantee she's going to be,
Torch passing?
She's going to be, what's her name's daughter? Lydia Deetz. What's her fucking name? She's in Stranger Things.
Winona Ryder.
Winona Ryder's daughter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's gonna be Winona Ryder's daughter. They're gonna move it back into the house, and then that's what's. That's just my theory.
I think she's gonna become Beetlejuice.
She's gonna take over all the creepy girls. She's already taken over from Christina Ricci.
Uh-huh.
Now she's gonna take over Winona Ryder.
Yeah.
She's just gonna take over that role. She's gonna be that the pale. the pale brunette that is everything. Because, like, Neve Campbell was that kind of chick for a while, but, like, she didn't really...
Mm-hmm.
She had a couple movies, but she didn't really, like, hit, like, Winona Ryder or Christina Ricci did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, after Scream, like, Neve Campbell was just like... I mean, she did, what's it, Wild Things?
Who's that one chick on Parks and Rec that, she's, like, deadpan, too? Amber something, or...
Oh, she's in fucking Scott Pilgrim too. Oh god, what's her name?
She's gonna start taking all those, like, gonna remake all those movies. She's gonna take all her roles.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Cast. Not Castle. Aubrey Plaza.
Aubrey.
Yeah.
She's gonna do anything that.
anything that's deadpan, yeah. But see, but we haven't really had those, like, okay, I mean, like Neve Campbell, Aubrey Plaza, but they haven't really, like, Winona Ryder was, like, she was in everything for a while. Like, there was, like, she just played that character.
Yeah.
And then same thing with Christina Ricci. She was, like, you know, she was in Casper, she was Wednesday, she was, like, she played that kind of, like, scary goth girl type vibe for a while. I think, yeah, Neve Campbell, she did, it was Scream, Wild Things, and then The Craft. But I think The Craft is where she got, like... Did you ever see The Craft?
No, I never even heard of it.
It's like a certain, like, she goes to a school and, like, she meets, like, three witches and they need a fourth witch for their coven.
Uh-huh.
And, like, she becomes their fourth witch and they become fans and they're all powerful and popular because of their spells.
Mm-hmm.
But then they try to turn on her for, I forget what the fuck, like, teenage bullshit drama, they turn on her.
And oh, so, the other witches are teenagers?
Yeah, it's a high school, like, it's a teen movie. And, so then, like, she turns on them because she's more powerful than them. It's got, oh, that's a chick. She was married to, Marilyn Manson. Rose McGowan, she's in it too. And, yeah, it's a good movie. I recommend it. It's a good movie, but it's, yeah. It's a very, very teenage movie. Have you seen those red boots? The Mischief red boots? They look like Mega Man? Or,
no.
So, they've been everywhere on social media. Let me see here. Big red boot. And, like, they're crazy. Like, red, this is like a bootleg site, so they're obviously not real.
Oh, okay. I have some of those, yeah.
But they're, like, crazy expensive, and they're, like, super limited.
Are they comfortable, at least?
They look like they're comfortable as shit.
Mm.
They blew up and everyone wanted them, and now on the heels of that, Nintendo's trying to get it on the game, and Nintendo has released
the Mario shoe,
the Mario boot.
Yeah. That looks dumb.
It does not look comfortable either.
Yeah,
it looks like it'd be stiff and just, I would, I'm not saying I wouldn't wear it though.
Maybe as a collector's item.
Yeah,
I'd have it, but
yeah, look at, like, it. Look, it's like, well, because it's actually real leather, too. Like, you can see the inside of it and everything.
Yeah, if it's leather, it's not going to be comfortable.
Yeah, it's going to be all stiff.
Are they, like, size 24 shoes?
You know what? It's one size fits all. Yeah, they don't look comfortable at all. They're like hard sole and everything. They look cool for what they are. Like, they look like Mario's boot, but yeah. Like,
but they don't look like they fit on a human.
Exactly. Yeah.
They look like they fit on an 8-bit character.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. That red boot, though, supposedly, like, it's very comfortable. There's when you get a chance to look at the videos, like, once people are wearing them, they're trying to take them off,
uh-huh.
and they can't take them off, because it's like...
It's, like, so big.
Yeah, and it's like a foam thing to your leg, so it's, like, kind of, like, it gets sucked into your leg, so you're trying to pull it off,
yeah.
like, yeah. But, like, it's just, like, there's, like, this reverse pressure that won't let you, like, pull it off.
It's funny.
Ooh, James Gunn, officially named as the director of Superman Legacy.
Interesting, so he's going to go Superman first.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, didn't he do... What was that horror movie that was like, if Superman was an asshole?
Oh, I forget what it's called. I know what you're talking about, but I didn't know that was James Gunn.
I'm pretty sure that was James Gunn. Let me see here. Filmography. Yeah, Brightburn.
Brightburn, that's
yeah, and that was his movie. Oh, he also did Slither. I didn't know that. Have you ever seen Slither?
No.
That's a creepy movie. It's like these little red leech things that get inside of people and take over,
uh-huh.
like body snatchers. It's a comedy horror.
Is it Michael Rooker in there?
And Slither? I think he might be. Oh shit, he directed Dawn of the Dead too. Did he direct it? The remake of the Dawn of the Dead. No, that's Zack Snyder. Oh, Zack Snyder. Oh, he wrote the screenplay. So did he direct fucking Brightburn? Or did he just write it? No, he just wrote the screenplay.
A Brightburn?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, he just produced it. He didn't write the screenplay. Brian Gunn and Mark Gunn, and he produced it. So two of his brothers wrote it.
And directed it.
And David Yarovsky directed it. See, because I've never seen, like anything I've seen him do has been comedic.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see how he would do a Superman.
Superman, yeah. Would just make him, like, Thor?
You know, I mean, because Superman could use some humor.
Yeah.
But, like, have you ever watched the ones from the 80s?
No.
No, they're good fucking movies. And they have, there's like a level of humor to them. You know what I mean? Like Lex Luthor, like, he's still a genius, but he's also like a bumbling genius kind of thing. Like, and like, I mean, it has a level of humor to it. Which I think I could see him doing something like that. Because like the more modern Superman movies are way too serious.
Yeah, it's like Lex Luthor's fucking... Can't be, realistically he can't be touched.
Yeah.
Like how smart he is.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. But I mean I can see him, now that I think about it like that, I can see him doing it. I could see like the
Who's gonna be Supes?
They haven't announced who's gonna be Supes. But I would like to see I would like to see what's his name come back.
Henry Cavill?
Yeah, Henry Cavill.
I think he's done, though.
Yeah, he says he's done. Which, I don't blame him. Warner Brothers fucked him over, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I don't know who else could play him.
Probably some new guy. Probably keep him, star him young.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Start him young, start Batman
young. That way they can keep the franchise for a while.
Yeah.
Guillermo del Toro is making a Frankenstein movie with Andrew Garfield. Andrew Garfunkel.
You said a Garfield movie with Andrew Garfunkel?
Frankenstein movie.
Oh, Frankenstein.
Garfield movie with Andrew Garfield. That'd be awesome. He just plays the voice of Garfield. No, he's John.
I hate Mondays.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, he's the voice of John.
Okay.
Who's going to be Garfield? Aren't they making a new Garfield movie?
Are they making a new Garfield movie?
I think so.
Why? They've never been good.
I don't know.
Yeah, they are doing one in 2024.
I think it's a big name doing it too. I don't remember.
But it's going to be a fully animated one.
Yeah, but who's the voice?
Let's see here.
Of Garfield.
Starring Chris Pratt. Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. Ving Rhames.
Roman Reigns?
That's crazy. John Cena? What the hell? John Cena's gonna be in it? That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think it was like a big cast.
It sounds like it, yeah. But, I mean, I haven't seen a Frankenstein movie in forever. I think the last one I saw was I, Frankenstein with the...
So he's gonna be Andrew Garfunkelstein?
Yes. Andrew Garfunkelstein. That's the name of the episode. I think he's gonna play Dr. Frankenstein. I can't see him as an actual monster.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But yeah, the last Frankenstein movie was, have you ever seen I, Frankenstein?
I, Frankenstein? No.
It stars, what's his name? What's the guy that played Harvey Dent in the Dark Knight movies?
Oh, I don't know that guy's name.
Can't remember his name either right now. But he was in it, and it was not a good movie.
I did.
Like, he hunted vampires, and, like, it was cool, it was stylistic, and it was cool, but it was one of those movies where I was like, okay, like, I watched it. I enjoyed it for what it was, but it wasn't, like, a good movie. Dungeons and Dragons got a 7 from IGN.
Mm-hmm.
I'd still go see it.
You still go see it?
I'd still go see it.
I don't know. I was never really interested in it. I thought it looked better than I thought a Dungeons and Dragons movie would be, but...
I want to go check it out just because, like, to me, it makes me think of... It's like medieval Guardians. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
That's why I want to go check it out.
I guess right now at the top of my list of movies I want to see is probably John Wick.
Oh, yeah. I heard
John Wick is, like, the best movie, the best John Wick that's come out now.
Which is crazy because, you know what, I was like,
one and two are fucking badass.
Yes. Three was eh.
Three was alright.
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't John Wick. Like, it wasn't up to the level of the first two.
Yeah.
So, like, because this is going to be the last one, right? They're not doing another one after this.
I don't know about that. I think there's one.
Oh, is there? Well, I know the actor, the one that played the black guy at the reception, he just passed away.
Lawrence Fishburne?
No. Yeah, that's The Matrix.
He's in...
Is he? Oh, yeah, he's in John Wick. He is John Wick. No, but... let me see his name.
Lance Reddick. That's who you're
talking about. Yes. Yeah. He just passed away.
Yeah, he's a major character in Destiny.
Is he?
He's Zavala.
I don't know who that is.
He's leader of the Vanguard.
Oh, okay. I do know who that is. It's been so long since I've actually...
He talks like this.
Yeah.
Great goodness, Garden. Fucking love it. He was like one of the best voices just because it was iconic, like just the way he talked.
Did you ever see him on the Eric Andre show?
No.
No, like I've only seen clips of it now. But he's on the show and he's like, they're arguing about something, or like, Eric Andre says something and like it offends him. Mm-hmm. And he gets up and he just punches a hole through the desk and he goes, "You need a new desk." He just walks away. He just walks off stage. Assassin's Creed, codename Red, will have two protagonists, like, which is kind of like the last game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, technically the last two games.
Yeah, Odyssey and Valhalla. Yeah.
But you didn't play them together. Like, you didn't swap out. So I don't know. So this one says it has two protagonists, a samurai and a ninja. Because it's taking place in feudal Japan.
Okay.
So it makes it seem like you'll be able to play both characters.
So you're going to play the samurai, and you're just going to be Jin Sakai, and then you're going to play a ninja, and you're just going to be Jin Sakai.
Basically, yeah. Because in the other ones, it was like the same character. You just pick, is it a boy or is it a girl?
Yeah.
I liked... What about Origins? Origins? Is the Egypt.
Yeah.
I liked the Origins a lot. I liked Odyssey, but it was so fucking long. I never finished it.
That's how I felt about Origins.
Origin wasn't that long. It was long.
I feel like I put like 10 hours into it, and I still had to... It was like halfway through. And it wasn't even like, oh, I was like going around doing everything. I felt like I was just doing the story, and I was just like, I'm barely right here.
That's how I felt. No, because, well, honestly, like I got to the point where I'm like, okay, like there's too much for me to do right now,
mm-hmm.
and like I got to, like I don't get anxiety. I don't get like words like, oh shit, I'm overwhelmed with something. That game overwhelmed me. Mm-hmm. It was just so much to fucking do, and it's just like, all right, I don't know what to do, and this is a lot. And like, and every time I think, okay, I'm whittling down the like the side quest list,
mm-hmm.
like I would meet someone else, and like, okay, this is what the straw that broke the camel's back for that game for me. So I had just gotten to a point. I think I had gotten a shield or whatever, like a major upgrade to the weaponry that you're gonna use, right? And one of the game defining mechanics, like the shield. And I get there, and I meet this guy who's like, "Oh yeah, there's all these like lieutenants that you can recruit for your ship." And then, like, you can take them out and send, and then, like, all of a sudden the map literally just explodes with all these little fucking boats I can fight. And I'm like,
Jesus Christ.
Fuck. It was probably maybe 30 ships. Mm-hmm. But when it popped up on my map, it looked like hundreds.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I'm done. Fuck this. I'm done. I'm not playing this anymore.
Yeah.
And I was maybe, like, not even, I was probably, because, like, I'm still getting, like, the game mechanics weapons, you know what I mean? So I'm like, I'm probably like maybe a quarter of the way into the game, maybe not even halfway. And it's just like, no, I'm done.
Yeah, open world games, I feel like, are getting out of hand.
They're
getting so big and they're not focusing on the story.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I don't want to play this game that's like not going to entertain me story wise.
Yeah.
And then I'm just going to put 40 hours into it just fucking doing little nodes all over the map.
Yeah. See, that's one of the things I'm enjoying about Hogwarts. Mm-hmm. It's like, again, it's one of those things where, like, there's all these side quests you can do, but they don't, like, it's like, they kind of make you focus on the story first. Because, like, when I first started playing it, that's like, as soon as I could leave the castle, I went everywhere. And I was like, oh, I can't do shit. Let me go and finish the story mode. Like, I just got Alohomora to unlock fucking shit.
Mm-hmm.
I just barely got that right now.
Yeah, I was wondering when can I unlock these doors?
Yeah, I just got that, and then like there's two other levels to it.
Uh-huh.
So you get it, and then like you get it on a mission, and then like there's like these little things you get to find. Luckily, there's only 13 of them,
mm-hmm.
and that's the thing. So like I think the highest number of things I had to find so far is 16,
mm-hmm.
like for the Dedalian keys. Like there's 16 of them.
Yeah,
which that's a lot, but like it wasn't like overwhelming. Like,
plus, they're easy to see. Like, they just float. The keys, like, float.
Yeah, and they make a noise. So, right now, it's like moons. Like, I go find it. And I can only collect them at night. And there's only 13 of them. It's like, okay, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And once I collect all 13, I'll be at the max level of Alohomora. So, like, I'm good. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like Hogwarts Legacy is, like, a perfect, like, it's the map is huge.
Yeah.
There's a lot to do. And, but it's like, it's giving me, like, incremental. Like, it's not overwhelming you with everything. It's still giving you a lot to do.
Yeah, they don't hit you with, like, 10 side quests to go do in between a main mission.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, most of the time what I've seen is, like, there's, like, two or three people who want to talk to you.
Yeah.
In between, and then you go talk to them.
Yeah.
And then, oh, professor wants to talk to you and teach you a new spell.
Yeah.
And then...
So far, I've enjoyed the classwork they make you do, or the homework they make you do.
Uh-huh.
Like, the one I had to do is I have to grow and cultivate a certain type of plant.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had to use, like, because you can get, there's, like, three deadly plants. You can use, what's the one that screams in the movie? Mandrake. You can use Mandrake. You can use chomping cabbage, the Chinese chomping cabbage. And you can use the tentacula or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, you throw out the chomping cabbage and it'll just run around chomping shit.
Yeah.
The mandrake is like, it stuns everyone in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And then the venomous one just it's like a turret basically. And like, so my mission was I had to grow and cultivate that plant,
mm-hmm.
and then use all three of the deadly plants during a battle.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just went and found some dark wizards in the woods and then just threw them all out.
And they just killed them all.
Yeah, basically. The combat's so much fun in that game. I just love the combat. Like, I've been, so, there's the Dark Arts Arena, Mm-hmm. Which, so, they give you all three unforgivable curses, and then they give you Confringo, which is like, it's like an exploding, so they, it, but it's like they actually shoot a beam. Mm-hmm. Instead of, like, you know how there's a, what's the other one when you, like, just set the fire? Incendio?
Incendio, yeah.
But, like, but it's just right in front of you, right?
Confringo. Yeah, I got Confringo.
Oh, you got Confringo? Okay, yeah. So it's the same thing, but it's a distance. But so it, you get all three deadly curses and then Confringo. And so, like, it, but the killing curse, and that one has, like, a super long recharge, though.
So. Oh, it is? Oh.
Yeah. So you're not just sitting there.
I was wondering what the drawback was to that. It's like, yeah. It just instant kills anything.
It literally instant kills anything. I instant killed a fucking a troll with it.
Yeah.
Which was awesome. And so those three are still locked for me. Apparently, like, you can beat the whole game without using, except for that arena, but it doesn't count. It. Like, so, like, if you start using them, you become a dark wizard, I guess.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if there's two endings. I haven't looked it up, but supposedly it's like the story changes depending on whether you use them or not.
Mm.
So I'm like, I don't know if I should use them or not.
I would probably, honestly, in that game, I would probably go not dark wizard.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
The first time. And then the second time, just
kill it.
Evil.
Have you seen the mods they've added? There's some PC mods where, like, you can... there's a Shrek broom.
A Shrek broom?
So your broom is actually just Shrek?
I sent you the one where the broom was the car.
Yes.
In the first movie.
Yeah. But there's also a mod that lets you attack anybody.
Oh, okay.
And so, like, you're fighting... what's her name? The Weasley.
Uh-huh.
You fight her. And, like, the guy just runs up behind her, like, in class and just... fucking attacks her, uh-huh. And she just turns around and starts, like, fucking flinging spells at you.
Fighting back.
But yeah, I mean, it's such a great game.
Have you seen Chris Rock's new special?
I've seen the bit that he says about Will Smith.
About the slap.
Yeah.
What do you think about it?
I feel like he's right about it. Like, because look at what came out about, like, with her and her cheating on him, right?
Yeah.
And then there's, like, there's so much stuff that, like, why is he putting up with it all, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you watch the video, he's laughing.
That's so stupid.
Right? Shrek mod. But he's laughing.
Yeah, he's having a good time, and then all of a sudden.
But then all of a sudden, you see Jada's face, and he sees Jada's face, and he's like, "Oh fuck, I have to do something about this."
Yeah.
But then a lot of people are saying that it's fake because I've been seeing. So apparently, there's an old movie where that exact scene happens,
uh-huh.
And they're saying that that's that, like, oh, they're recreating that, and then. But yeah, the whole thing is like, you're gonna go after the one person you can't, like, you know, you can beat up. Like, what's the point of that? Like the one person you know is not going to do anything back. Uh-huh. It would have been someone else up there on stage. You know, like, oh, like, who hosted the Oscars this year? That just passed.
Who hosted?
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Was it Jimmy Kimmel?
Jimmy Kimmel, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was someone else. They were saying, like, oh, like, if Will Smith tries to come up and slap me, I'm going to fight his ass.
Yeah.
I don't remember who it was. Shit, I just really wrong with him. Let's go ahead and wrap it up, though. I think on that note, don't forget to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheRealPressStark, on Twitter @TheRealPressStark, on Instagram @TheRealPressStark, and on TikTok @TheRealPressStark. Like us, rate us, review us anywhere you get your podcast. Share our stuff. Get other people to listen to us. Don't keep us your dirty little secret. And on that note, game over. No more questions.